What is called? Yeah, I can fast sweat in 5 kilometers. That time I was surprised. Why? How he can? He can participate in 5 kilometers. For me, it's very fast. Yeah, so many times while we're seeing the type of running race, these all sometimes we are tempting by that. But the most important thing is, it's not a starting, completion also. In our Christian life, at the time of our salvation, we are very, that time, if our attitude, our life is like that, if anything happened, I have to do like that. Something I have to do for Christ. We don't know what happened after few days, after few months or few years. What is your condition, spiritual condition? Yeah, okay, little bit. Okay. Why it's happening? That's the general issue. Here, as a PTS students, we are studying that time. While we coming, we are joining days. We are very happy because we never heard that preachings. We never heard that messages. Everything that time we are very happy. Wow, what a wonderful opportunity we have! I have to do something here. But after few months, few years, well, after first year, second year. Now, how are you? Yeah, I have a lot of struggles. I want to leave from PTS. Sometimes. I also thought like that sometimes. Why it's happening? The same situation happened in Colossian believers. They are very enthusiastically, they are accepting Christ. They are inviting Christ. They had fellowship with Christ. After several years, I don't know, they were influenced by other things. Why this mistake happened? Because influencing other things, unnecessary things. So Paul is exhorting them, these people in Colossian people. So let's open your Bibles. Colossians chapter 2. Verse 6 and 7. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in Him and established in our faith, just as you were instructed, and overflowing with gratitude. Paul is exhorting these Colossian people, be a faithful follower of Christ under His authority. He is motivating them. You should be a faithful follower of Christ under His authority. Verse 6 he is telling like that. You have received. And also he is telling, he is emphasizing Christ's authority, the Lord. And verse 6 and verse 7, he said, in Him, 7 also like that, in Him, he is emphasizing Christ's authority. And also verse 7, there is 4 participles here. These 4 participles emphasizing their spiritual walk. These 4 participles emphasizing how to be a faithful follower of Christ. Why he is telling like that? Because they are in the midst of struggles, midst of lot of confusions, lot of people were confusing with lot of mysteries, and somebody says, Christ is not sufficient, you have to do something. These lot of worse things influenced these people. So Paul is telling, you should be a faithful. And these verses, he's telling, these two verses, he's telling, how should be a faithful follower of Christ. Today, we need to know these two truths that will help us to be a faithful follower of Christ. Not only those people, we need these two. First one is, we should remember our relationship with Christ. Paul is telling, verse 6 says, he's explaining great realities, two great realities of a relationship of Christ. Let's see. First thing, he's telling, first reality, it is more precious than anything. Let's see, verse 6 says, therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus, therefore, this conjunction he's giving final, because in first chapter he's telling that God has installed faith in your hearts. We are praying and he is motivating them. Christ is sufficient for you. And not only he is telling, you are reconciled. And finally he is telling, see your great precious things in your life. And he is concluding this. He is telling summary of this. Therefore, and then he is telling, as you received Christ, as you have received, this is aorist, he's telling aorist tense. Here, this word, as you have received, it is giving two meanings, two special meanings. The first one is, he's telling you are welcoming the person, and also it's meaning you, the receiving of tradition, traditions and persons, he's telling. There is two meanings, but Paul is telling, you have received Christ Jesus. How it is possible? Epaphra. God used the vessel of Epaphra to draw near to him. And then they heard the gospel. They heard the truth. And they submit to their lives. Actually, most of the time, most of the people thought like this. Yeah, I accepted Christ. But Bible is not telling that. God, when God opened our eyes, Paul is also many times he is mentioning like that. It is not our act. God sets an agenda that makes the first contact. But as our responsibility, we respond by repentance, faith, obedience. If you see, John 6:44 says, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. The first action of our salvation, it's Christ's action. But the false teachers, they are totally distorting the truth. No. You have to do something. You have to do something. Then you fulfill your goals. Last week, I went to Telugu church. God helped me to preach this sermon. After this sermon, one person prayed like this, Lord, since now I thought I was saved myself, but now you revealed me, you saved, it's not my work. Really, that time I'm very happy, because God opened our eyes, our conditions. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1 says that we are dead. How is it possible to respond to him? Paul is telling, you receive the Christ Jesus. And also he's telling the second Second thing, it is not only more precious, and second thing he is telling, it is more powerful than men. First he is comparing with the tradition something, and then he is comparing with people. He is comparing Christ and people's authority. He is telling, it's more powerful than. See, verse 6 says, Christ Jesus, the Lord. You are not receiving Christ as an ordinary. He is the Lord. You are accepting. He is the Lord. What is the meaning of that? He is my master. He is powerful. He is owner of my life. You are submitting. So you should give respect and love. This, the early church people also confess this. We are saved, which means we accepted heartfully His authority. Directly we are telling, Lord, you are my master, I am your slave, I have to submit what you say. When you understand our lives, most of the time, which things are flexible in our life, that things we are submit to follow him. God has given knowledge. Most of the times we are diverting the God's truth, but we are telling, Lord, you are my Lord. How we show that in our lives, the way of our conversations, our friendships with others, and helping with others. God has brought us together as a family. We have to show through our lives, He is my Lord. Paul is telling, you received Him as your Lord. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Verse 6 says, in all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight. If Christ is your Lord, you have to submit what He says. If our relationship with Christ is proper way, it leads us to remember the second thing, that is responsibility. So Paul is reminding the second truth, our responsibility as a believers. Our relationship leads to our responsibility. So verse 6 says, continuation, so walk in Him. Walk, this word is telling our responsibility. It's telling, it's not a request, please walk in. It's commanding, it's imperative. Strongly he is saying, so walk in Him. Why are you misled by that? Charles Spurgeon says this, conversion is a turning on the right way, right road. The next thing to do, walk on it. Here walking is telling us our daily conduct, our daily fellowship with Christ, obeying God, submitting God according to the biblical way. He's telling, walk in Him. Your walk should not be according to your way. It should be with Him. In Him. In this preposition with dative tells us walking is possible with something. Whatever it may be, whether it's good or bad. If you can walk with good, you can walk with. Here Paul is telling, walk in him. Otherwise, automatically you will walk with the traditions and mysteries, whatever useless things are there. Why he is telling that? I read in Telugu Bible this word. It clearly tells that walk with him. What a wonderful word is that. Why he is telling that? Verse 4. No one, he is telling, I say this so that no one will dilute you with persuasive argument. You have in dangerous situation. So, and then continuously he is telling, verse 3. All treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And verse 7 says, there is four provisions of God which helps us to walk in Christ. These four provisions of Christ which helps us to walk, or which helps us to fellowship with Him. Otherwise, there is a dangerous danger is to walk according to our own ways. But it's not our spiritual, it's not helps us to our spiritual growth. He's telling four God's provisions. First one is assurance. Verse 7 says, let's see, having been firmly rooted. This past participle tells it is perfect passive. He's telling, already you are rooted. You have been rooted in Christ. Already you settled in Christ. No need to tension, no need to worry about that. Am I have assurance? Am I settled in Christ? He's telling like that. He's using here horticulture metaphor. He's using this word is tells accomplishing state of being. It's produced by God. It's not they didn't earn by themselves. God produced. God rooted. Paul is encouraging them. No need to other things to be strong. God has given us a great assurance for us. Do you think? Do you know the greatest difference between believer and unbeliever? It's assurance. While they were going through trials, struggles, they're telling this. Why God doing like that in our life? I don't know. I don't have any hope in our life. But we have assurance. What situation, whatever it is, surely we can tell that, yeah, God is with us in these situations. When I was in my primary days, early of my Christian age, many times I am praying, I was praying like this, Lord, forgive my sins. I am praying about my past because I didn't have assurance. So I was afraid of that, and I was praying, Lord, forgive me every time. But once I went on meeting, the pastor, while he was preaching, is remembering one word, one verse from Bible, Isaiah 43:25. I am the one who wipes out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. I was so encouraged, I never pray for my past sins, but
still I confess my present sins in the light of, is continuing like that. I never remember. It doesn't mean God can forgive. But God, He Himself. Then I had great assurance in Christ. Then till that day, since that day, I'm praying for my present condition. When I was in the midst of troubles, when I was going far from Christ, that time I have one hope. Again, it helps me to come back to Christ. Paul is telling that you have hope, assurance. And he's telling, not only he gave assurance, he's telling second God's provision. He has given spiritual growth. He gave you spiritual growth. See, verse 7 says, and now being built up in Him. Here he was using agricultural metaphor, and here he is using architectural. That work is also God's work. God has rooted, not only that, you are being built up in Him. If you read Ephesians 2:19-22 says, he has given, you are God's household, having been built on the foundation, in whom, in whole building, being fitted together. Most of the time, people doing like that. Yeah. I'm very, very good in my spiritual condition. But truth is, He is giving. He is building you up. It's not your strength. It's not according to your knowledge and something. God's providence, it is in our life. We can't measure our spiritual growth according to our seniority. It should be increased with the relationship with Christ. Most of the time, people doing this mistake, we can also do this. We have to compare with others. What standard I am in spiritual life? We have to compare with other people's. There is a danger. When I was come here, 2012, that time my brother he was studying here. Me and one brother, we came here, and we went to one science exhibition. It is in the Panjim. So we enter into the room. There is four mirrors. I went before one mirror. It showed me this much height. It's like a S1 height. Is it right? And then second, I went to another mirror. It shows me like mini height. Is it right? Four mirrors. They were showing me different way. Is it right? No. If you're comparing with the people, your life is also should be like that. Your spiritual growth, it should be with the Christ, because He is perfect. When you understand Christ perfectly, when you understand Christ, then you understand who you are. As a student, God has given a lot of resources, like books, friends, or fellow brothers. We have to use these resources for our spiritual growth. God can work in our hearts. Nowadays, we are very happy, but primary days, Christians, they had faced many struggles. These resources. Give thanks to the Lord, and you have to use according to godly way. And Paul is telling, third provision is discernment in the area of checking, testing the truth. See, verse 7 says, and established in your faith, just as you are instructed. This third participle, established, is telling, in this is present passive. It's ongoing process produced by God. This word is using in law courts. If you understand this verse, Acts 22 verse 16, Paul is saying like this, I answered them that it is not the custom of Romans to hand over any man before the accused meets his accusers face to face and has an opportunity to make his defense against the charges. Established, which means confirmation, to strengthen, to confirm, to verify, often by the arguments. And he's telling, establish in your faith. He's telling, this faith was established, installed by God. It is according to Christ. And he's telling, just as you were instructed. He's telling, your faith should be according to the doctrines. According to the true doctrines. Most of the time, we may face this type of dangers. Whatever, we are struggling with our society. Most of the people, while they are preaching some things, if it is okay, then automatically, oh, very nice. But we should check whether it is biblical or not. If any person in our area, there is one person, big man, he has 1 lakh people. Wherever he conduct meetings, most of the people, lakhs of people come to that meeting. First time, I was heard his preaching. Oh, what a wonderful preaching! Very nice. In that time, one person, he is also like me. He's telling Jay for him. He is glorifying that pastor. Why it's happening? He was influenced by his physical. But Paul is telling, establish your faith with the doctrines. Here it is okay. But when we enter into the ministry, we have to face lot of struggles. No? We have to face lot of wrong doctrines. We have to face a lot of wrong doctrine preachers. If you are not careful, we will also maybe distorted from that things. And Paul is telling, fourth, God's provision is thanksgiving. Verse 7 says, he's concluding it with these words, and overflowing with gratitude. What's the meaning of overflowing here? Which means be rich, to abound more exceedingly. This is also, he's telling, present active condition, present active tense. Continuation. This is also produced by God. The Christian life is life of thanksgiving to God for his grace. And he is also telling, with gratitude. What's the meaning? A heart of thankfulness and appreciation. Paul is telling to be enriched or bound more exceedingly with the heart of thankfulness. When you read the Bible, most of the time, many times, we are looking some verse. Christ glorified God, and God glorified Christ. It should be necessary in our Christian life. There is 10 lepers in Bible. Christ healed them. That time, how many people came back to Christ? Only one. He understood the truth. We don't know how long time he spent without family, without happiness, without joy. When Christ has given great opportunity to fellowship with the family, he understood the truth. He only come back and to worship Christ. Centurion, he was great man. When he understood the Christ, he was telling, Lord, I am unworthy to come into my house. No, Lord. Even though I have, he's not ordinary man. In Revelation, we can see this. The people who had the crowns, they came to Christ and they put their crowns into Christ's feet, before his feet. Most of that, our talents, our knowledge, everything what we had by God's grace, God, he was not giving that to boasting myself. Yeah, it's my... If our hearts filled with God's greatness and goodness, then we will become good worshipper of Christ. If our hearts filled with full of worldly things, full of selfish desires, we will become a good complainer. My dear brothers, one scholar saying like this, I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Who is he? Philippians verse 3, he was starting like this. I am this person, I am this man, I came from this religion, I had this, but for the sake of Christ, I counted as, so literally it's done. He was encountered with Christ. He understood the richness in Christ. He's telling like that. Many times we are only limited in when we are praising God, but it should be a part of our life. Many times we think like that. We want quit from lot of we want to quit from great things, for example here, because of lot of struggles, family struggles, the financial problems, difficulties. But remember one thing, God is providing according to our needs. Ask him, he is faithful, he will give you grace. How are you fulfilling your responsibilities in studies or families and ministry work? It is possible to fulfill faithfully. It is possible to following faithfully when we come to under God's authority. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much for your wonderful providence in our life. we are nothing. Only by you, only your grace, we have achieved many things in our life. Help us to be a faithful follower of you. Help us to obey your word. Help us to submit to your authority. In Jesus' name I pray.